Last night, you were involved with the Essendon Football Club there as CEO, and as you know, the ongoing saga with the Essendon Football Club, and of course, this appeal now by WADA. Now, last night on AFL 360, because there's always been talk, Ian, about records and, you know, the governance of the Essendon Football Club, and, you know, we've heard Stephen Dank talk about, you know, records disintegrated. They got lost somewhere between Tullamarine. They didn't make it out, you know, from the Essendon Football Club. We've heard the tribunal suggest that they haven't got records. The AFL, you know, no records, no documentation down at the Essendon Football Club. Last night on AFL 360, I'll play this audio for you. James Heard said this about documentation and records.
Are there any records that can be found to fill the void that was identified by the anti-doping tribunal, who said that if Essendon had kept records the way they should have, that nobody would have been in this position? Are there any records to be found
here? Well, I've seen records of players having taken thymomodulin. Now, I don't know, and those records were given to Ian Robson, who gave them to ASADA, and ASADA, I understand they have those records of Essendon players taking thymomodulin. That is all the records I've seen of thymomodulin, thymomosin, thymosin beta 4. There are records of Essendon players taking five.
And why does ASADA say they haven't got them?
Well, the anti-doping tribunal said they didn't have them, and they also dismissed that it could have been thymomodulin. It was either TB4 or God knows what.
Well, I've seen a spreadsheet of players with thymomodulin written across the top, which was given to Ian Robson, which was then given to the ASADA investigators. So it's not Essendon who's destroyed anything. That was given to the ASADA investigators.
That's a big accusation, James.
It's not an accusation, it's a fact.
Okay, they're talking about Essendon not destroying records. Can you recall seeing this spreadsheet on your desk with thymomodulin at the top of the list that James Heard spoke about last night? And did you pass on those records to ASADA?
I think it's important, Kevin. You and I've chatted for since I've been at Victory at odd times about this across the journey. It's now 2 years since I left the club, and in that time, I think I've been pretty consistent whenever matters have arisen. And I will get to the specifics of your question in a second. I've been pretty consistent in saying, one, I stand by what I said at the time I resigned, where I made clear that I didn't know what took place. I owned the fact that I should have known as CEO, and on that basis I accepted full responsibility and resigned. And in doing so, I believed that at all times I was making decisions that were in the best interests of the club, and specifically
you knew there was a supplements program at Essendon Football Club, but you weren't aware of going off the injections or the amount of injections or the supplements they were being injected.
You're going into a level of detail again because I think the second thing I want to now say is that there is now a court investigation or a court hearing that's going to be heard with regard to the players, albeit now in a forum that most of us are unfamiliar with through the Court of Arbitration for Sport in an international jurisdiction. And I think we need to, again, respect the fact that the players are now going to go through that process. And I understand the level of media inquiry, irrespective of what James said last night before, or what might be said, in Gil McLaughlin's words, the noise that will perhaps erupt over the next 24, 48 hours as a result of this decision being confirmed, as in the decision to appeal. So, again, I stand by what I said when I resigned. I stand by what I said to ASADA and the investigation and the interview that I had back in February of 2013, which is well over 2 years ago now. But on the specific point that James has made reference to, I'm happy in that instance to be very clear that every document that the club had, whether they be emails in electronic form or hard copy documents, everything was handed over to the AFL and ASADA joint investigation, because we were fully cooperating, and that was the decision that the club made in self-reporting. And from the moment that the self-reporting took place, immediately, that same day, Kevin, the AFL sent, I think it was Deloitte, sent a forensic team in to begin the process of claiming, seizing documents, again, whether they were computer records, whether they were hard copy documents. So whatever documents that the club had were handed over.
So that document that James Heard specifically can recall, that spreadsheet with thymomodulin on it that he said he put on your desk, and he said that you handed it over to ASADA. So are you saying to us that you did hand that over to ASADA?
I'm not going to be drawn into any one document.
But yes or no, I mean, if that was on
Kevin,
your desk,
Kevin,
did you hand it over to Asada?
Kevin, I'm not going to be drawn on any one specific document because, again, if you go back and look closely at the tribunal, I think we're talking north of 3,000 documents. And what I'm saying to you is quite clear and quite simple. Every single document that the club had was handed over.
So therefore, you handed that document over. James
every
Hurd
document
said
was handed
over. That document was on your desk. Hmm. Then you've handed over every document that you had to Asada. See, a lot of people seem to think that maybe no documents were handed over because we hear all the time about, you know, lack of documents. Now, we know at the AFL Tribunal, we just heard Gerard Whateley and Mark Robinson speaking then saying, well, you know, where was the records? You know, at the AFL Tribunal, Asada says they don't have any records. So, are we talking about two different sort of records here, are we, Ian? Are we talking about emails and messages that, you know, you said, I think, then 3,000 documents have been handed over to Asada and also to the AFL. But are you saying that no specific medical records have been handed over were available?
That's not for me to make comment on because I'm not going to...
But that's what I'm gleaning that you're saying.
I'm not going to be drawn into the specifics, Kevin. Again, I remind you that I resigned as Essendon Football Club Chief Executive in May of 2013, 2 years ago.
Yeah. But we're talking about incidents that took place back then.
And if you listen carefully, what I'm telling you, on the day that we reported, on the day the AFL, working hand in glove with Asada, began that process of taking every possible piece of documentation that could relate to the program that they were going about investigating. And that process continued for the duration of my time there as CEO until I left. And I can only believe and assume that that would have continued as the investigation then finally wound itself up. That, as I say, the documents, there were thousands of documents.
And they've been given by you at the time or taken by the AFL and Asada.
Everything. So when you actually say, did I personally hand something over? The AFL investigation team started that process of gathering and collecting documents the same day that we self-reported.
Can you recall whether any of those documents that James Hurd was saying about the thymomodulin, that was a spreadsheet on your desk, was that a doctor's spreadsheet? Was that a spreadsheet of medical records or injecting records of substance and maybe amounts of substances on that particular spreadsheet? Can you recall any of those spreadsheets at all? Were they medical records or were they just documentation that had substances written on them?
I understand the unique line of inquiry that has been opened by what James has said last night, but I think I've been quite equivocal in making very clear, in fact, unequivocal, I'm making it quite clear that everything was handed over. So I'm not going to be drawn into what one document might have said, what one email might have said, what one text message might have said over a period of time. Mm. So I'm being quite clear that everything that we had was handed over.
But what I can glean out of this, therefore, Ian, is if you're saying to us today you've handed over every document...
No, sorry, Kim, we need to be clear. I was chief executive of the football club. Yes. The football club cooperated fully.
And
the
handed
football
over
club handed over everything.
Every
so
document.
It wasn't a question of the discretion of any one individual.
No.
The football club.
So if that's the case, so this particular document that James Hurd was talking about, if that was there on your desk, you're saying that was handed over by the Essendon Football Club with everything else to Asada and also the AFL. Now, if that's the case, and they've got all this documentation, now what we find now is that the AFL have fined Essendon Football Club millions of dollars and rubbed out James Hurd and others got fined as well, and draft picks, because of a lack of governance. So can I glean from that then, that out of all these documents that you're telling me, 3,000 documents going to the AFL and also to Asada, that there was nothing in those documents that actually said what players took or what the amount was? Because if there was a lack of governance, they're saying there was no records kept of any importance on what was given to the players. So am I gleaning this correctly, that a lot of documents went to the AFL and Asada, but nothing that really told them what got injected into the Essendon players?
Well, ultimately,
that's why the governance penalties came out against Essendon. Got all these documents, but these documents don't tell us anything.
Well, the AFL formed a view, and they brought down their sanctions as a result. The tribunal formed a view in not being able to prosecute a case against the players. And now WADA, through the Court of Arbitration of Sport, are going to seek a final view, as it were, because this is, as we understand it, the full stop to the process, irrespective now of the outcome. This will be the full stop. So the answer to your question, two sets of bodies have already formed a view on that. A third body is going to undertake that same process, literally now going back to the start, as in it's a fresh hearing. It's a complete... So every part of the process, Kevin, all the documents that have been handed over will now form part of that consideration. So, as I say, I understand the specific line of inquiry, but this, as I say, is a completely fresh new hearing. And again, we need to respect what's in the best interest of the players and that they be given every possible support to present their case.
But James heard last night, and you heard at the end with Robbo and Gerard Whateley saying, well, that's a pretty big accusation, because there seemed to be an accusation, there were an allegation that documents got destroyed. Someone's destroyed documents. Stephen Dank has been on record and has said, you know, I thought he always said originally there was documentation, he had it, but obviously he changed his tune and said, well, Essendon had all the documentation, and that has disintegrated. Somewhere, I think he made even the comment, maybe when they moved from Essendon to Tullamarine, the documents got lost. Do you believe documents got lost or were disintegrated or destroyed?
Well, if any individual has a concern about the probity or the sanctity or the security of those documents, well, I would have thought that they, through their legal teams, would have the ability and the avenues to raise that either with the AFL or with the SADA. All I can again be quite clear with you on is that everything was handed over.
Was James Hurd a bit disingenuous last night by suggesting that, you know, he'd seen spreadsheets on your desk and... You know, was giving us the impression that, you know, it had, you know, tables down and spreadsheets of what players had and dosages. That's what I sort of gleaned from that originally. When in actual fact, what I can glean from you is that every document at the Essendon Football Club, and there's thousands of them, have gone to ASADA and have gone to the AFL and also the AFL Tribunal, know about these documentations. But it appears that none of these documentations or records had anything specific about players being injected.
Am I right in saying that? I'm not going to be... Kevin, I've been pretty consistent since I left. And my view has been that I stand by what I said when I resigned.
Because it sounds like James Hurd was saying that spreadsheet, you know, showed things on that would show that the Essendon players were injected with or given thymomodulin, which is A-OK. That's on the list. And for some reason, those records have disappeared.
Well, again, I was the CEO of the Essendon Football Club up until the 23rd of May. There was, you know, Ray Gunston took over, and now Xavier Campbell, former colleague of mine, is now the CEO. So I think they're all questions, frankly, that should be addressed to the football club. Now, I've been pretty clear and consistent, Kevin, ever since I left, that I'm not going to provide any running commentary on or off the record to media about what's happened. I'm clear. I stand by what I said on the 23rd of May. I stand by the decisions that we took in acting in the best interests of the players, and I stand by accepting the responsibility that I didn't know, I should have known, and that's why I left. And moving forward, I have nothing but, you know, the best wishes for the playing group to hope that they can find a way through this, because they are an extraordinary group of young men who deserve all of our enduring respect and support through what must be an extraordinarily challenging process.
But you passed on all documentation.
The football club provided full support to the investigation and handed over every document.
Now, okay, before we take a break, and I'll come back, and I will talk about the A-League because is the A-League Grand Final.
Grand Final on Sunday.
But we do needed to know, you know, the situation with documentation, because a lot of people have been led to believe that there was no documentation and disintegrated and shredded and all those sorts of things. And even last night, James Hurd's asking the question, what's happened to the documentation? It seems that you think that documentation is there, but in fact it doesn't lead to anything. Chip Legrand, of course, leading writer with The Australian, has been good enough to give us a call. G'day, Chip.
Hey, Toby, how are you going?
Good. Ian Robson's with us at the moment.
Hi, Ian, how are you?
Good, Chip. How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. Look, this has been a bit blown up, this one. There's no great mystery around this particular spreadsheet. The spreadsheet, it's still in the keeping of lawyers who are acting for the players. I'm pretty sure that Paul Little's got a copy of it on his desktop at work. The problem with the spreadsheet is that, yes, it does show... or it purports to show a schedule by which, you know, some players were administered with thymomodulin throughout that 2012 season. But it lacks credibility. The lawyers for the players decided that there's not much weight they can put on it. Like a lot of the documentation in this case, it's just too shabby. So they feel like it isn't going to really convince anyone, let alone an AFL tribunal or now the Court of Arbitration for Sport. And part of the reason for that was the way in which the document was actually put together. I mean, this was supposed to be the Essendon keeping tabs on what Stephen Dank was up to. But in the end, it fell to Dean Wallace, who I think was an assistant coach at the time, and he used to meet with Stephen Dank once a week, and Stephen would tell him what he injected into the various players, and Dean Wallace would just kind of take it down at face value. So there wasn't a lot of rigour to what was actually being recorded, and that's the inherent weakness in this. Mm.
So last night, just listening to James Hurd, talking about this spreadsheet and the documentation, where's it gone? You're saying that a lot of people can put their hands on it, Chip.
Everyone has it. Everyone has it who needs it. And the consensus is that it really just doesn't assist anyone in trying to figure out what's happened.
Okay, so that documentation is there, but again, it doesn't tell us anything about what happened to the players and what they were taken.
Well, you just can't. Yeah. You can't trust it. It's providence. I mean, because of the way it's put together, it's not like a contemporaneous record of every time Stephen Dank was administering a substance to a player, he'd turn around and put that into the system. That didn't happen, and we've heard the evidence of the players that they said that the hallmark of this whole program was the sort of the ineptitude of the record keeping and the fact that Stephen Dank was confused about what he was giving them from one day to the next. So I don't think anyone besides Stephen Dank can seriously argue that proper records were kept to this thing.
And just finally, I mean, last night, I mean, James Hurd did seem to put quite an emphasis on the fact that spreadsheet, and it showed what the players were given, was given to Asada, and then who knows what's happened to it.
Well, look, I read into that. It was more just frustration from James Hurd that he's felt that there's been, you know, some documentation, some evidence that tells the story the other way, that suggests thymomodulin instead of thymosin beta 4, and it hasn't sort of gained traction, and people, it hasn't swayed opinion, and that's the, I think that's the sort of the ongoing frustration that Essendon feels like there is, some counter evidence, if you like, out there that Stephen Dank was giving these guys another form of thymosin, and a lot of that just has been sort of overlooked in the general public commentary about this thing.
Chip, really appreciate your call. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, great.
Chip LeGrand, leading sports writer, of course, with The Australian.